In an intensive care unit at Bartlett Regional Hospital, Yadukwe Mark Cook Jr. was on life support Monday. He'd been declared dead, but he's an organ donor, so he remained hooked up to the machines. Cook's family sang a Tlingit entrance and exit song, often used for ceremonies. Some read scripture and prayers. Ernestine Hanlon Abel spoke to her grandson in his hospital bed.
We're going to do a song for you. This is to help you exit this physical world, and you are entering a new journey.
Mark's death fits a pattern. In a recent investigation, the Anchorage Daily News reported that suicides in Alaska jails spiked last year, and that the department has long faced criticism that it does not do enough to prevent suicides. These deaths were all among people who were awaiting trial. Hanlon Abel says her grandson was the best Tlingit dancer she's ever seen. But in February, he visited the Huna Health Clinic with a back injury and left with pain so bad he could barely walk. Cook's family says he got upset at the clinic, yelled, and threatened to sue. The next day, Huna police arrested him on misdemeanor charges of trespassing and property damage. Cook was later transferred to Lemon Creek because his family said he could not get the medical care he needed at the Huna jail. They said they were in touch with him throughout his time at Lemon Creek, and he didn't get much care there either. And family members say that because of his back problems, Cook was placed in conditions that amounted to solitary confinement about 3 weeks ago. Cook's father, Mark Cook Sr., said he spoke with an Alaska state trooper in the emergency room about what happened on April 22nd. According to Cook Sr., the trooper said that Cook used his bedsheets to hang himself from a vent after putting tape over the room's security camera, and that it was about 30 minutes before security found him.
This shouldn't have happened. That was cruel and unusual punishment in that jail. He taped up the camera.
Why didn't they untape it?
And they didn't find him for over half an hour after he was found.
That other voice is Jody Schrock, Cook's mother. She believes his suicide was a result of untreated back pain and solitary confinement.
He couldn't handle the pain anymore. They just threw him in a cage and left him there. He never would have killed himself had he gotten help for what was wrong with him.
The troopers confirmed the manner of Cook's death, but referred KTOO to the Department of Corrections for details. The department did not answer questions about whether they followed their suicide prevention procedures. Megan Edge is with the American Civil Liberties Union in Alaska. She said her organization has heard from a number of people placed in what amounted to solitary confinement for medical reasons.
DOC often says that, you know, it's not solitary confinement. They're not in trouble, but they're living in conditions of confinement that are identical to solitary confinement.
Edge said solitary confinement is inhumane and that the Department of Corrections hasn't explained why inmates with medical issues would face those conditions. A department spokesperson told KTOO that it, quote, does not practice true solitary confinement since most cells have two bunks, unquote, but declined to comment on whether Cook was kept separate from other inmates. Meanwhile, Cook's family thinks he should not have been in jail at all. Family members say they feel Cook's bail was unreasonably high for the offense, and they don't understand why a judge said Cook could not stay with his grandparents if he was released. Edge said it's important to remember that Cook had yet to go to trial for his case, which involved two misdemeanors. On Tuesday, at a Juneau hotel, 10 of Cook's loved ones shared stories about who he was, often speaking of his giving spirit. In his 27 years, Cook was a father, an EMT, and a musician. Hanlon Abel said she hopes her grandson's choice to be an organ donor will mean that other families won't have to grieve for their child.
That's the way he was. He's gone and he's still given.
Cook Sr. said hospital staff told him that up to a dozen people could benefit from his son's organ donations. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.